The following is a sponsored program on WBT.
The Ask Dr. Ernst Show is presented by Dr. Aaron Ernst, a board-certified chiropractic physician specializing in spinal correction, nutritional coaching, and cellular detoxification, and is for informational purposes only. It is not intended to be a substitute for professional advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Seek a qualified healthcare professional before changing your health program or embarking on a new one. Visit AskDrErnst.com for more information.
It's time to transform your health with one of the nation's leading and growing authorities in total health. Over the next hour, learn from experts on how to revolutionize the health of those you love most. This is Ask Dr. Ernst. And now, here's your host, Dr. Aaron Ernst.
Good afternoon. Happy Saturday. Hey, you're listening to the Ask Dr. Ernst Show. I'm your host, Dr. Aaron Ernst, and hey, it's the show where pounds are shed, disease is dead, and where you can be set free from your health problems. Love the fact that I'm here today to help to inspire, to coach, and to guide you to living life to what I call your full health potential. And how do we do that? We have to take responsibility. We have to learn more about ourselves and about health and what health is and how do we apply health. You know, this last week I had an interesting conversation with a patient who said, Dr. Ernst, I don't understand. I eat really good. I exercise. I follow the doctor's advice that they give me on my annual physicals, but I still have this problem and I can't shake it and I don't understand. Can you help me figure out why can't I, and then you fill in the blank, why can't I lose weight? Why can't I, you know, shake this kidney disease? Why can't I have my blood pressure go to normal without having to require medications? Or why can't I get my sugars down? This was the conversation. I've gone vegan. I've cut out all fruits completely. I eat only plants, no animal products whatsoever. My sugars will not go down. Well, then the problem is not your diet. Duh, it's pretty simple. Well, what is it? I don't understand. I work out. I eat right. What else is there? There's a whole host of things that can help you with your health. So we're calling this Your Health Hour. And if you're new, welcome. If you're watching on that camera right there, welcome. I think this one goes to YouTube and Facebook. Where's the other one? Right there. I think that one goes over towards Twitter and Instagram. So no matter where you're tuning in from or how you're listening to us, it could be through the airwaves of 1110-993-WBT. It could be radio.com. It could be Spotify. Or again, maybe you're streaming. Hey, if you're on some sort of streaming video channel, use the comments down below and let us know where are you tuning in from, city and state. And if you're new again, AskDrErnst.com. It's a resource for you. There's a ton of information, free protocols, guides, ebooks, recipe packs, and also get this, top right-hand corner, my favorite, request a consultation. If you're looking for some sort of an answer, holistically, non-medically, no more prescriptions, no more injections. If you want a way to solve your health issues, let's chat. And it's free. Last time I checked, 15 minutes as a billable code for a phone consult through a physician is anywhere from $50 to $150, depending upon the kind of doctor you're talking to, specialist, etc., internist. So free. And you can't beat free. And I don't want you to think it's some sort of like a bait and switch call. Look, I had someone literally email over a thank you note to us. Dr. Ernst, thank you for the phone call. You didn't even become my physician, but you told me some things to do. I did them. I'm healthier than I've ever been before. Thank you. Free. But you have to, you know, take the actions to do that. And what else? Well, actually, today I think it's really neat. I put out a survey to a bunch of our active listeners and said, what do you guys want to talk about? So here we go. Today is a DIY home remedy for common ailments. But I said, I want specifics. Tell me what you guys want. UTIs came up. I mean, it's a big deal. A lot of people deal with UTIs. So we're going to talk about that. Diarrhea, like, you know, having difficulties with getting our bowels to move properly. This is a big one, guys. I don't want you to think it's, like, disgusting that we're going to talk about this. But, you know, like, warts, herpes, well, let's talk about it. All those HSV viruses. Look, I don't know if you've seen it, but on Instagram, like, if you post anything that has to do with health, you get these herpes hijackers, as I call them. They come up and it's like, Dr. So-and-so and da-da-da-da cured me from herpes, and they tag all these doctors' names. Great. Let's help you get rid of it if it's that big of a deal. eczema we're going to talk about, and I think that was it. So skin issues, UTIs, herpes, constipation, diarrhea, natural home remedies for that. And listen, if this is your hour too, if you have something you want me to talk about during the commercial breaks, though, because see, we've got like 2-3 minutes in between our segments. Now's the time, guys. If it's something you're going, hey, what about this? What about psoriasis? Or what about, you know, my heel hurts? Or I have plantar fasciitis? Or, you know, I'm blind in my left eye? I don't know. Come up with what you want a home remedy for and type it in the comment section below. If you're listening live, this is your opportunity to pull over and open up your iPads or open up your tablets, your PCs, your devices, your whatever you have, your Surface Pros. I don't know. Whatever you use. Facebook.com/AskDrErnst. YouTube.com/AskDrErnst, Twitter.com, Instagram.com, Parler.com. What else is there? Whatever. MySpace. Maybe it works. Ask Dr. Ernst. Okay? That's the key for everything. I even said this last week that you can use that as a coupon code at a ton of websites too. So if you're ever just shopping around and you want to see if it works, ask Dr. Ernst. Okay, so today we're going to go over a bunch of DIY things that you all asked for, how to naturally overcome these various ailments that are a struggle. And this first one's going to apply more to the ladies who listen in. Listening ladies, L squared, sure. Our listening ladies who deal with UTIs. But look, men can get them too. It's just it's more uncommon. What is a UTI? Well, it's a urinary tract infection. It's pretty straightforward. The most common source of this is by this disgusting bacteria called E. coli. And you might think, like, how did E. coli get up there? Well, it comes from the other side and typically from poor cleansing habits. We'll just leave it like that without getting too graphic. I don't know if we have kids listening today, but yeah, the way you clean yourself after, you know, you use the toilet has a lot to do with how often you get UTIs. As crazy as this sounds, the most significant source of urinary tract infections is an E. coli infection, which means the other end got into the other end, and then it got infected. Okay, so urinary tract infections are extremely common, especially for 18 and 40, more so than anything else. What does it feel like? Well, it burns, it hurts, it stings, it's cloudy, it smells a little bit. It can sometimes give you a little pelvic discomfort and pain, etc. And, of course, it leads to other problems. It can go up into the kidney and cause bigger issues. So here we go. Natural ways to bounce back. DIY protocols for all kinds of things. It's the Ask Dr. Ernst Show. Hey, listen, in about 2 weeks on December 5th, I'm hosting a webinar on how you can heal yourself, but I need to know what you want to heal from. Why don't you give us a ring, 704-906-2094. Text us, 704-906-2094. We'll register you for free, and we'll deal with your health issues live on the 5th at 10 a.m. It's the Ask Dr. Ernst Show. We'll be right back.
The following is a sponsored program on WBT.
Welcome back. Happy Saturday. You're listening to the Ask Dr. Ernst Show. I'm your host, Dr. Aaron Ernst, and yes, it's a show where pounds are shed, disease is dead, where you can be set free from your health problems when you become your own doctor. And today we're talking about a concept of DIY remedies for very common conditions that you guys actually asked us to talk about. We sent a survey out to our active listener base. And if you're wondering, why didn't you get the email? Well, are you an active listener? Well, what does that mean? A subscriber. Do you follow us on podcasting, but do you download our podcast? Do you follow us on Facebook and YouTube and Instagram and Twitter? And are you connected to our network? Do you get regular contact from us? If no, head on over to AskDrErnst.com, click on the Contact Us tab, and boom. Or just download something for free. How about this? Okay, I get a lot of requests, people saying, where can I go eat that's healthy and it's not going to wreck my diet? Okay, well, guess what? I put an entire list of restaurants for the entire Carolina region, all free, on AskDrErnst.com/downloads or the downloads button, and it's at the top left corner. It'll say Healthy Restaurant Guides, I think 2.0 or something to that effect. You need to enter your name and your email, and bam, now you're connected as an active listener. And when you get the next email saying, what do you guys want to talk about? You can respond back. Hey, at the top of the last segment, we also mentioned that in 2 weeks, December 5th, can you guys believe that December's on the corner already? No, it's insane and crazy, but guess what? Let's make the end of 2020, the beginning of 2021, your health year. So all I want to know is this. I'm going to do a live webinar where I'll talk about you in a good way, and I'm going to say, what do you want to heal from? We did this about a month ago, and I had people saying psoriasis and diabetes and eczema and high blood pressure and cholesterol and sciatica, and great. But I need to know what you want to talk about, okay? It's a personal show. That's why we do this in a live format. That's why we have video streaming at you. That's why I beg you to ask questions during the last commercial break, which not that many of you did, so please get engaged. I can see that you're watching us. I see the number of people online. I can see that no one's commenting, so you need to do something. And here's how it works. I'll host it live, 10 a.m. on the 5th of December. I'll just open up my computer, and I'll have a list of people's names, and I'll say, all right, Mary wanted to lose weight. Here's why you can't lose weight. Here's what you need to do. John wanted to solve high blood pressure, right? Here's the common causes of high blood pressure, why your doctor will never find them, and what you need to do to fix it. Susan wants diabetes to go away, type 2, all right? So here's what causes that, and here's how to get rid of it. Do you see how it works? But you have to tell me what you want to heal from. Call this number to let us know, 704-906-2094, 704-906-2094. If you don't want to talk to our call team, just text us your name and your email, and then bam, you're registered. You'll get an email. It's going to ask you some simple questions. I think it's 5 questions. So easy. What's going on? What did your doctor say is causing it? What do you think is causing it? Do you want to get it fixed? And how motivated are you? Are you interested? Like, are you someone who's like, well, I'd like to learn more about what a UTI is? Or are you somebody who goes, no, I never want one ever again? Okay, that's what we're looking to see. So again, 704-906-2094. Today's topic is DIY remedies for some common things that not a lot of people like to talk about. So a UTI. Listen, ladies, if you've ever had one, you know they're not fun to have. And do they clear on their own? Yes. But what happens? They always come back, and sometimes with a vengeance. So we're going to talk about where do they commonly come from. Okay, well, I hate to say it, but let's just be transparent. You ain't cleaning yourself well enough down yonder. And unfortunately, the back end gets into the front end, and then that causes an infection. The most common source of a UTI is from a bacteria called E. coli, which is a stool-based bacteria. But it can also be things like staph and some other things. So it's just mostly because you're not cleaning yourself well enough. And unfortunately, with the female anatomy, there's more, I'll call it, folds. We'll just leave it lightly down there than there is for men. So women are more likely to have it just because the anatomy and the positioning of the urethra, guys, I'm trying to keep it clean, are closer to the second end, if you know what I mean. I'm trying to use numbers. Okay, number one side is closer to number two side for women than men. In a 2014 study published in the World Journal of Urology, like how cool would that be? Hey, what'd you read last night? I read about the Journal of Urology. That is definitely not one most people pick up. But listen to this. D-mannose powder was more effective at helping women with recurrent UTIs than antibiotics and other prescriptions used. Overall, in this group of almost 100 women that had recurrent UTIs, they split them into a group between using D-mannose, using other medications, and using other techniques, and the D-mannose significantly reduced the number of recurring UTIs, so much so that it beat the prescription category and the antibiotic category. Okay, what is D-mannose? Well, it's a sugar that is sometimes found more than, you know, higher quantities in cranberries, of all things. D-mannose is a kind of sugar that looks a lot like glucose. The only difference is it prevents bacteria from being able to stick to the wall of the bladder or the urethra or wherever it needs to go. So if there's bacteria in your urine, you just urinate it out instead of it anchoring to the wall and sticking and then causing further infections. So the greatest supplement, a DIY that you can do, is just go get some cranberry extract or D-mannose and start using it regularly. Next layer for chronic UTIs, vitamin C. All right, vitamin C makes your urine acidic, and we know that E. coli and other bacteria don't like to grow in acidic urine. A 2007 study revealed that daily intake of just 100 milligrams of vitamin C, which, by the way, is like not very much. So basically, if you just take regular vitamin C dosages, you can prevent reoccurring UTIs. Research has been done that found if you just took vitamin C at a slightly higher amount, 1,500 milligrams, for 3 months, it was able to reduce UTIs in most women. Next would be clove oil. Let's talk about some other oils you can use. Myrrh is another good one. Oregano is another good one. Clove oil has anti-inflammatory properties, which can also help to relieve pain. Now, don't take that oil and go, you know, like rub it down there. No, it's going to burn and you'll never come back. And you'll say, Dr. Aaron is a quack. I'm not doing this ever again. Okay. It can be taken orally, internally, for about a 2-week window max. But word of caution for oils, don't just go off to the local grocery store and say, oh, clove oil, and take it. Okay. That's probably for diffusion or dripping on those little clay discs that heat up to make your room smell good. Pharmaceutical therapeutic grade only, usually recommended or received through a healthcare provider or one of those essential oil companies that's very pure, doTERRA, Young Living, etc. So it has to be pharmaceutical grade ingestible. 5 or 6 drops into a veggie cap with some coconut oil goes a long way. Could you do the same with oregano? Yes. The beautiful part about oregano is that it's been studied to be a significant antibacterial. In 2012, there was a study done that showed that oregano oil is so strong against bacteria that it can successfully inhibit the bacteria often associated with E. coli. Researchers actually believe that the oil could be an alternative to prescription antibiotics, so much so because it works better and it can destroy antibiotic-resistant strains. And the oregano oil has this significant anti-inflammatory property. So not only does it kill bacteria, it has no side effects. It can also kill antibiotic-resistant bacteria. It can be used internally mixed with the clove oil. So 5 drops of oregano, 5 drops of clove, a little bit of coconut oil, cap it off, down the hatch, and there you have it. Now, the other thing I want to talk about with UTIs is, okay, if they're constantly reoccurring, instead of being like, ugh, I guess I'm genetically doomed to have UTIs every month. No, we should ask a simple question. Why is your immune system not taking care of this stuff in the first place? Okay, we're designed to have critters get inside of us, and we're designed to get rid of them. We have protective barriers, mucosal membranes, we have skin, we have all kinds of stuff that keep the crud from getting in. But if it did, like if I slice my finger cutting food and all of a sudden all the bacteria flood in, like I don't lose my hand because of an infection taking over and sepsis sticking in because there's an immune system. Now, chronic UTIs, if you're a female, listen, you should be saying, my immune system's weak. I need to fix that. Then your UTIs go away permanently. Second, if it's bacteria and you're very clean and your technique is proper, which, you know, Google that if you need to, how to properly wipe. If you're doing all that and you still have chronic UTIs, then you've got an infection somewhere else that's chronic. Maybe it's a subtle kidney infection. So you're just leaking bacteria down through the ureter into the bladder. And so no wonder it's chronic. Maybe it's what's called SIBO, a small intestine bacterial overgrowth. It's a chronic condition that can be quite serious, but most doctors never find it. So we have to ask this question, ladies and men. Chronic UTIs? Don't just cover it all up. I mean, these things work and they'll help you get through them in the interim when you're in a raging UTI infection. Oh, God, it burns. Okay, use the oregano, use the myrrh, you know, use the vitamin C, do the D-mannos, and bam, no more UTI. But then don't just stop there. Find out why it keeps reoccurring. Meet with a holistic physician. Boost your immune system. Oh, but Dr. Ernst, the vitamin C is an immune booster, so I'm good. No, it's not. Okay, your immune system is 80% digestion and 20% neurological. So maybe you need to meet with someone like myself or a holistic practitioner to help you really bounce that immune system up. Just saying. Let's see. Next. All right, we're going to talk about this only because a lot of our patients are like, oh, I've been detoxing. I've been on your protocol. And man, it's like, you know, The faucet is flowing on the second side, and I don't like it. Diarrhea, right? Run into the toilet because things are running, right? So part of it is you got to understand that's a little natural. When you detox, that stuff has to come out. The easiest way for your body to do it is to go, well, let's turn to liquid and flush-a-roo. So don't think that having diarrhea is always a bad thing, all right? If you got a lot of crud in you that needs to come out, thank God your brain can say, turn on the floodgates and let her rip, because it's got to come out of you somehow. Diarrhea, by the way, is a very common side effect of having an infection in your intestines, just like a UTI is an infection in the bladder system. If you got an infection in your gut, you tend to have diarrhea a lot. So if you're experiencing that flow that you don't like, stick around, because we're going to show you natural techniques to stop that. And then again, how do we address where it's coming from? But maybe you have a health condition that you're going, are you going to talk about this? Comments now. Okay, commercials are coming up. This is my time to hop on and answer things. No questions, no answers. And you can join me on December 5th. It's my next live stream webinar. Man, I would love to come and chat with you. But we can't do them in large groups, so guess what? We can hold thousands of people on a webinar. We don't have to worry about COVID. We don't have to worry about social distancing or masks. Hey, it's pajamas. 704-906-2094. That's how you register. I just need to know what you want to heal from, and we'll talk about it on the 5th at 10 a.m. 704-906-2094. It's the Ask Dr. Earn Show. We'll be right back.
The following is a sponsored program on WBT.
Well, you made it. Happy Saturday. You're listening to the Ask Dr. Ernst Show. I'm your host, Dr. Aaron Ernst, and today we have an interesting topic. It's the concept of do-it-yourself home remedies for conditions you all asked us to talk about. We spent the top of the hour discussing UTIs. Very common. A lot of women deal with them. Men can get them too, but it's a lot less common. I gave you all the remedies for that. So if you're just tuning in, hey, just stick around at the top of the hour. This thing will post to iTunes and you can rewatch it, or go to facebook.com/AskDrErnst, YouTube for our live streams, etc. Ask Dr. Ernst is the key that gets you in pretty much everywhere. Next, we're shifting gears into the, you know, nature of having lots of liquid stool, diarrhea, most commonly because of you either going through a detox and the stuff is coming out, or because you have an infection in your intestines you didn't know about, usually a virus, just so you're aware. So don't think, oh man, an infection, I'm going to go take antibiotics and my diarrhea is going to go away. No, it's usually a virus. So the number one thing of remembering is that everything your body does is the right thing at the right time. What? My blood pressure's high. I don't like that. My doctors don't like it. That's the wrong thing. Well, no. For some reason, it's high, and it's doing it because of something else. So if we don't look at the symptoms and we go real deep and we say, let's figure out why it's high, and if there's something going on that we could clear out, so let's fix that, and then the high pressure drops. Well, the same thing for diarrhea. That's a high stool function. Too much movement. Things are passing through too quickly. The risks, of course, are quite understandable. Dehydration, mineral loss. You can have all kinds of other effects because of you liquefying your stools and things coming out. But mostly with the biggest problem is we're going to end up dehydrated and we're going to run out of certain nutrients that we need to be able to be healthy. So number one, always we want to find out why. Okay, if it's a viral infection, it needs to be checked, tested. There's tests to do this. You can do stool analysis and find out if it's a parasite, a fungus, a bacteria, a virus, etc. If you've got a lot of viruses in your intestines, you know, I could give you every DIY technique, but it's only going to temporarily work. So we got to get the critters out. Natural antivirals, natural antibacterials. You know, oregano oil is a great one because it's anti-everything. Clove, again, an anti-inflammatory, a soother. So the same thing that goes after the UTIs can go after the infections in the intestines that lead to diarrhea. If you're detoxing a lot, listen up. You don't want to stop the diarrhea. You want to assist the detox process. So usually downstream binders, activated charcoal, fulvic acid, humic acid, bentonite clay, soluble fibers, insoluble fibers, all these things, chlorella, spirulina, all these grabbers will help to slow down the release. Because think about it this way. If your gut is getting 1,000 pounds of pesticides dumped into it because you're finally releasing the floodgates in your liver, your intestines are going to go, what the, where's all this coming from? Hey, get it out. Whoosh. It has to do it fast. So instead of looking at diarrhea as always something wrong with you, if you're detoxing, we should say, great job. I'm so glad the floodgates are open. Let it rip. But we don't want you to survive and not have to be, you know, in the room all day long. Some of you have things like family gatherings and, you know, social events that you don't want to have to just stick a cork up. So guess what? We want to use the binders, okay? Activated charcoal is a great one. Fulvic acid, humic acid, phenomenal. Bentonite clay, really good. Spirulina, chlorella, etc. Phenomenal binders, chelators. So let's use them. Okay. Another thing to pay attention to is, do you tend to find that when you eat something specific, that it opens the floodgates for your bowels? So some of you will say stuff like, well, you know, every time I eat this, I have that reaction. Well, guess what? You're slightly hinting that you may have a food sensitivity that you need to address. What are food sensitivities? They're downstream lingering effects of having an infection in your intestine that has created a leak that has led to you building antibodies to the foods you eat. So the next time you have a carrot, your body's like, you ate viruses. Go attack them. The next time you eat a sandwich that has wheat or cheese or meat or whatever, if you've developed a sensitivity, your body says, that's not meat, that's death. And you release the floodgates to get it out. It's not wheat, it's viruses, for example. So your body thinks that they are toxins. The most common, ready? Conventional dairy products. Dairy, first of all, just so you guys know, is extremely hard for an adult human to digest. I don't know if you realize this, but as adult humans, we're only supposed to drink milk from our mom maybe max 3-4 years tops, and that's if a mom is highly committed and dedicated. Most moms tap out after 90 days or 6 months or a year. Okay, it's very rare for you to find a 3-year-old walking around going, where's mom? I'm hungry. Okay, maybe 1 year, maybe a year and a half to two, but at that time frame of about a 2 to 3 year old shift, we actually lose the ability to digest milk proteins. Well, Dr. Ernst, I'm 42 and I drink milk every day. Yeah, but you're paying the price. Well, what do I have? All your illnesses are coming from the fact you've been drinking this dairy for so long. Processed dairy is hard to digest. It can make diarrhea worse if you have it. Processed fats and oils, canola, vegetable, all this, you know, fast foods, processed foods, very hard to digest. It can irritate the intestines. Sugar, artificial sweeteners. Listen, you might like the way that cake tastes, but your gut bacteria love it. And they're like, woohoo, party in the house. Open the floodgates. All right, so artificial sweeteners, sugars, etc. Carbonated beverages, Coca-Cola, Pepsi, Mountain Dew, Sprite, Fresca, whatever else is out there. Alcohol, big deal. If you have a lot of chronic diarrhea, you want to cut back on your sugar carbs that you're drinking. And if you are familiar with these things, certain foods that are in what's called the FODMAP, F-O-D-M-A-P, are carbs that while you think they're good, can wreak havoc on an intestinal system and cause a lot of diarrhea. Here we go. Pears, oats, oatmeal, etc. Beans and legumes, they have lectins that can rip an intestine apart. Wheat, corn, soy, bran, and potatoes that are white and yellow. Uh-oh. Guess what? Maybe you should just get rid of these specific carbs that are what are called the potentially dangerous FODMAPers, F-O-D-M-A-P, FODMAP. Stands for fructo-oligo, some disaccharides, some specific sugar that some people have a hard time digesting. Pears, oats, beans, legumes, wheat, corn, soy, potatoes, and bran. So if we chuck that stuff and we pay attention to our intestines, we support them with chelators and binders. Adios diarrhea and hello healing and health. You guys hear that? That is a commercial coming up. There it is. So you know what time it is? Pick up the phone, 704-906-2094. What are you calling for? You're registering for my webinar, which is on Saturday, December 5th, 10 a.m. This is a unique one, and this is the one I love doing. You register. It's free. We'll ask you what you want to heal from. You tell us, and we walk you through it. 704-906-2094. It's the Ask Dr. Ernst Show. We'll be right back.
The following is a sponsored program on WBT.
Well, happy Saturday. Hey, it's the Ask Dr. Ernst Show. I'm your host, Dr. Aaron Ernst, and not only do I love the fact that you're here today, but we're having a really good conversation, and finally, we're starting to get some comments on all of our live streams. YouTube.com/AskDrErnst, Facebook.com/AskDrErnst, Twitter.com/AskDrErnst, Instagram, you guys get the idea, Ask Dr. Ernst. We also had some people actually engage us through our website. You can contact us. You can do that if you want, but hey, if you're live and you're watching down there, or there, or there, or wherever your comment field is on your listening device, type in your questions, and at the end of the show, I'll stick around and answer them. But I want to tell you guys something. Like, this is where it really starts to hit the wait a second. Is it the rubber that hits the road? It's the rubber that hits the road. This is where it really hits the road, is the live webinars that I host. Saturday, December 5th. It's right around the corner. 10 a.m. in the morning. If you're willing, I'll turn that camera on. I'll just come into your house and I'll say, hey, Mary, remember when you said you wanted to learn how to get rid of this? Well, here's how you do it. And this is the things you need to do. Have a nice day. Adios. Heal yourself. Diabetes, weight loss resistance, thyroid problems. I don't know. The last one we did was phenomenal. Almost 100 something plus people specifically gave me their conditions. And you know what's unique? 100 conditions come in, I group them, and there's really only about 7 that most people deal with. Number one, guess what it is? I can't lose weight. It's always weight loss. I don't know why, but most of you want to lose weight, which is great. Let's lose the weight. Okay, I've had patients do 10, 15, 20, 30, even 40 pounds in as little as 90 days. No workouts, no gyms, nothing crazy, just raw self-healing. Bam. But remember, we have to solve the reason why you're overweight in the first place. The weight is a reflection of your health. Weight is high, health is low, so invert health high, weight low. It's that easy, but I need to know what's going on with you. Thyroid's a big deal for some reason. A lot of women and men deal with their thyroids. Taking, you know, Synthroid or levothyroxine for years and all of a sudden going, I'm sick of this because my nails are chipping, my hair is falling out, and I'm cold all the time, I'm gaining weight, and the doctor says my numbers are good. Wake up! You're treating the wrong thing. It's mostly a liver issue for a lot of you that have thyroid problems or a gut issue, so let's talk about it. But I need to know if you want to do that. Diabetes is another big one. High blood pressure, cholesterol. These are the big ones. Most people are like, man, if you can get rid of my diabetes, you're going to heal me and I'm going to be a man. Yes, we can, but I'm not going to do it. You can do it. Okay? Diabetes is not that hard to get rid of. It's only caused by 3 things, and those 3 will be revealed on our webinar. Sorry, there was a tease. Sorry. It happens, though, doesn't it? Just register. You guys are going to love it. 704-906-2094. The number again, if you need it, 704-906-2094. Can you text us? Yes. Name, email, bam, done, registered. You'll get a survey that asks you what do we want to heal from. Third in our list of DIYs is eczema. Guys, this is a big deal. Eczema often starts to show up in the children years. Usually by the time you turn 5, you've had like eczema somewhere on your body. If you have kids, you know what I'm talking about. You're like, put little Johnny to sleep, you wake up, whoa, what happened? You're red, okay? And it's something that shouldn't happen, number one. But if untreated, the original source for adults, you know what we get? Rosacea. We get psoriasis. We get dermatitis. We get all these sub-eczema conditions. A study done by the Department of Pediatrics in Cincinnati's A study that was conducted by the Department of Pediatrics at Cincinnati Children's Hospital Medical Center, it's a mouthful, isn't it? Found that 40% of Caucasian children will develop eczema by the time they are 3 years old. Now, remember, we said earlier, if you didn't tune in or you didn't hear this, you should be no longer eating dairy by 2. So if you keep feeding your kids milk, cow's milk especially, oh my God, like, please, for the love of God, tell me you don't drink cow's milk as an adult or even as a 3-year-old. They found that the children that by the time they turned 3 years old had tremendous amounts of eczema, and they related it to 3 things. Ready? Numero uno. There was an animal in the house, dog or cat. What does that have to do with anything? We'll talk about it. Number 2, they had high consumption of dairy and wheat. And number 3, mom and dad had some sort of skin condition also. Now, before you think, like, that makes sense, genetics, man, the kids are going to get it. Nope. Eczema is not genetic. Although these outbreaks tend to happen in children, it's mostly because of the damage their diet does to their gut. And what on earth does it have to do with having a dog or a cat? Why would that lead to eczema? Well, I don't know about you, but animals are not really the cleanest. Most people don't bathe their dog every day. And a lot of them have dander and, you know, sort of skin tissue that comes off of them. Gross, isn't it? But guess what? If you have a pet, you know what I'm talking about. So hair's everywhere, man. I can't get rid of it. And it causes an allergic response that can ignite this condition known as eczema. What is eczema functionally? It is a broken down barrier between the gastric systems, the microbiome, and the ability for your skin to be a detox organ. So when there's a breakdown and there's a lot of toxins that need to come out and you're young, the body goes like this. Hey, no diarrhea for this three-year-old, man. Just skin turns red. Bah! And the toxins come out through the skin. Once it releases through the skin, you get a little bit of a rash. You get some raised, itchy stuff. But then, poof, it disappears because the skin did its job. Bring it to the surface, off-gas the toxins, and skin returns to normal. Flare-ups are often seen because you eat yourself back into that condition by doing wheat and corn and oats and soy and rice and dairy. And you hear how this is connected to the same thing we talked about before? So what do we do? Well, let's start looking at some natural DIY therapies for this. Number one, there was a study done by the National Eczema Association that said for about $20, you can buy a lamp known as a UV lamp or a sunlight lamp. And if you just sort of let that bathe onto your body for 10 to 15 minutes a day, it can clear the flare-ups. It can prevent them from happening again. And let's ask the question of why. What does UV light do? Well, it's a sterilizer and a cleanser. So could we cleanse your skin while it's detoxing? Yeah. If there's a bacteria in the skin, what do? We use UV light to clean the skin. 10 to 15 minutes a day of this false UV light practically removed the eczema. It initiated a speeding up healing process. The skin grew back and it was a lot cleaner. You could also go outside in the sun, but only during the summer and spring terms, because unfortunately in the Carolinas, we're above the sun belt, which means on a day like today, the UV index is, let's see, what is it right now? Yeah, super duper low. Okay, it's like at the 2.53 range. Okay, really low. Like you're not going to get any major vitamin D during that. So the next thing would be there is a massive connection between low vitamin D and eczema. So vitamin D-rich foods like cod liver oil, sardines, salmons, eggs, and taking vitamin D directly can help significantly for children and adults. Okay, ideally, listen to this. Before, you want to prevent yourself from getting tons of eczema, and you're a child, 2,000 to 5,000 units a day vitamin D. An adult? 5,000 to 10,000, maybe 15,000 based upon your weight. If you weigh 150 pounds and you're an adult, you know, maybe we can talk about taking 5,000. But if you weigh 190, 200, 225, 3, 4, whatever, you need more. Okay, so the other thing we can do is we can help the skin to naturally detox and clear itself out. Coconut oil is the perfect moisturizer for eczema. Stop going out and buying all these like eczema creams and, you know, the Olay Regenerist Aveeno Oatmeal Charcoal, blah. Okay, they're just selling you on the fact that they think it's going to help you. The best of the best is coconut oil. Why? It's antibacterial, antifungal, antiparasitic, antimicrobial, helps the skin to heal, helps you to create natural vitamin D through the area, through the skin, is a natural moisturizer, and by far is, you know, I don't know, there's like 1,000 benefits to coconut oil that you can use. Let's go a little deeper. Could we take what's known as a salt bath? Yes. Okay. Dead sea salts, according to research, have been found to improve skin hydration, fix the barrier, reduce inflammation, reduce redness, and reduce the roughness. You know, like that crackly, cracking stuff, right? So guess what? Now we have all these remedies we can do. But remember, we should ask the question first. Why do I have eczema? My immune system should be strong enough to prevent it from happening. If I'm a child, if I'm a parent, and I've got a 4-year-old, 5-year-old, 6-year-old that has eczema, how much dairy is your child eating? Probably more than you want them to do. How much wheat and corn and rice and oats? You know, some parents, you know, they don't even think twice about pouring, you know, oatmeal into a bowl and feeding it for breakfast, or Cheerios. My God, which is extremely toxic. They just recently found it's loaded with pesticides and herbicides, the highest of all cereals. and we feed them to our children like, oh, Johnny's having Cheerios for breakfast. Yay, his heart's healthy. No. Okay, so eczema we've conquered. UTIs we've conquered. What else did we do? We did diarrhea. So now let's shift gears to the last of the last, which, you know, where did I put it? Over here. Here it is. Yeah, this one's tough, so I saved it to the end. And I'm only going to give us 3 minutes for it because guess what? It's not that hard, okay? Viruses, herpes, or like, you know, cold sores that grow on your lip or your nose or wherever they show up. A lot of people think that this is something they're doomed with because they'll say, ugh, you know, I had this one and like I can't seem to get rid of it. Okay, so we're going to talk about this group called herpes. And before you jump straight to the, ugh, are we really going there, that kind? Well, there's multitudes of types. There's a HS1 and a HS2. And here's the deal. One of them is, of course, down yonder. The other can be all over, like on your face, your back, your butt, etc. So HSV1 is known as the oral contact, so it gets here typically. And it's, you know, like the cold sore that you have or it's the blister, etc. But HSV2 is the one that's down yonder. Okay, it's pretty easy to remember because number 2 is what we use down through here. So 2 goes there and 1 is up here. Okay, here's the deal, though. It's just a virus, but it tends to hang out in your nerve system, in your nerve tissues. So what happens is you get stressed, the virus gets stressed, it comes out, and it shows up inside your nose or on your lip, and you're, rawr! And yes, you can buy the $50 Abreva cream. It's ridiculous. It's just lysine and some other natural topical things that can help you get rid of it. So here's my favorite how-tos. Ready? Number 1, L-lysine. It's the active ingredient of all those billion-dollar creams. You can get it on your own, put it into some coconut oil as a powder, and apply it yourself. Let it dry, and bam! Okay, something else that works is to take a cotton ball, dip it into apple cider vinegar. It's extremely acidic. Viruses hate acids, and just stick it on there. It burns like you can't imagine, but the burning is the virus is dying. Make sure you also get your nerve system checked, because where it tends to show up is where you have nerve issues. So if it's on your face, I want you to think about the cranial nerves that come out of your neck. If it's on your back or your legs, your arms, that's where the nerves are interfered with. So there you go, some DIY techniques to fix some home issues that a lot of us deal with. And here's your last chance offer this week to register for December 5th. It's my webinar on how to heal yourself, 704-906-2094. Hey, it's the Ask Dr. Ernst Show. Thanks so much. I'll see you guys next week. Adios.